Researcher Fiona McTavish says the study seeks to close the digital divide between women who have access to the internet and those who don't, who are undergoing a health crisis. She says having a computer lets the women get information and support 24 hours a day.
And I can't tell you how many times I've heard from women who've had the system is I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's always 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had this burning question in my mind, and I went to the computer and could find the information, or I went and asked on the discussion group if anybody knew, you know, how come I'm having, you know, tingling in my hands. And so that's really important that they have access 24 hours a day at their convenience in their home where they don't have to worry about if they're undergoing chemo and how they might look because they may be bald or whatever.
McTavish says women who qualify will get free laptops and internet access. Those women will be able to access what's known as the CHESS program. There, the participants will have access to personal stories by women with cancer and medical information.
They have things like decision aids to help them as they think through whether or not they should do chemotherapy or any surgery they may be thinking about. They have a discussion group with other women who can chat on the discussion group, type in messages, and hear back from them. So they really have people who understand what they're going through, as well as experts, where they can ask questions to an expert and get answers back directly via the computer. And it's all anonymous.
The study is being conducted by the Center for Health Systems Research at UW-Madison. Researchers are looking for 250 women diagnosed with breast cancer in the last year. McTavish says any woman interested in participating can call 1-800-4-CANCER for more information. The study is funded by a grant from the National Cancer Institute and the Marco Foundation. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.